More time at home means we're doing a lot more projects, and Ben in Wharton is working on one and needs some help with his chimney, so we go to our Home Show Pro for all things chimney, and that's Lee at Lord's Chimney. Good morning, Lee. Can you help us out with Ben?
Absolutely.
All right. Ben writes to us, I'm building a wooden hearth that will be covered in half-inch stone and grout, and it's a natural gas fireplace. Should I put heat-resistant coating of some kind on the wood before covering it in the stone?
When it comes to fireplaces, there's a lot of different types. And if it's a manufactured fireplace, meaning it's a metal kit, and a lot of the natural gas fireplaces are, the instruction manual will tell you what's been tested and what is okay or not.
So what can you do to help him?
The best way to do is go to our website. There's a virtual consultation or virtual assessment. If you put in make, model, serial number, give us some pictures, I can even have a Zoom meeting. We can live look at it, and we can give you a free consultation as to what to do. Now, my personal opinion is I would always rather have a margin of safety, which means I would rather that be non-combustible. So anything that doesn't burn close to a fireplace is always better.
Now, you're saying that a gas fireplace, like he's talking about, may be a manufactured metal one, but like in my house, I have gas logs, and it's not a manufactured one.
Correct. That means it's a masonry fireplace,
right?
Which means it does have codes and standards. It can have gas or wood. Many fireplaces are wood-burning fireplaces, but they have gas logs in them. But if it's a wood-burning fireplace, you're required to have code for wood-burning. So there are gas-only fireplaces, and there are wood-burning fireplaces of all types. So it's just not simple.
Right. So he's got a gas fireplace, like he says. So chances are this is a manufactured one. And what kind of options are there for covering these?
You can just put tile over wood in some cases. They just want a non-combustible coating. And some of them do require, because some of the gas appliances actually create more heat than even a wood-burning fireplace. And they have even stricter rules. So it depends on the type of fireplace as to what I would recommend. But the big deal is look at the instruction manual and follow the instructions, because it will lay out exactly how the hearth is supposed to be built.
And if he doesn't have that for some reason, he can probably look up the manufacturer and track it down that way.
The internet is a beautiful thing. You can get a PDF instruction manual.
There you go. All right. He's Lee from Lord's, and that's why he is our Home Show Pro for fireplaces and chimneys. And you can contact him and get more information about everything that Lord's Chimney does by visiting homeshowradio.com. All of our Home Show Pros are right there on the homepage. Lee, thanks for helping out this morning.
Hey, thank you.